With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Police in Canada investigating a car that struck revelers at a street festival last night, killing at least nine and injuring many more. The Vancouver Police Department says the vehicle drove into a crowd at a Filipino community festival. The exact number of injured not immediately available. The driver was taken into custody, and the incident is not being considered an act of terrorism at this hour. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says the October 7th attack by Hamas has ended once and for all any hopes for a two-state solution involving Israel and the Palestinians.
That basically convinced just about anybody who was in favor of a two-state solution that it wasn't going to happen. And that included the very peaceful populations of the communities and farms that were bordered on Gaza on that morning. Many of those people were deeply dedicated to peace.
Oren interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Former California Congressman John Campbell says the cost of higher education is out of control, and it's time something was done about it.
It is absolutely crazy. And, you know, I don't know if it's still true, but I about 10 years ago, when I looked at it, nothing that we consume, eat, or do has gone up more in cost since 1970 than higher education.
Campbell tells the Salem Radio Network and the state of California many residents are refused admittance to crowded state schools while illegal aliens enjoy the benefits of in-state tuition. Russia launched a sweeping drone assault and airstrikes across Ukraine overnight, killing at least four people. The attacks came after President Trump cast doubt over Russian President Vladimir Putin's willingness to end the war. And meanwhile, there has been an explosion in Iran, about 40 people killed at a port. This is SRN News. Anti-Semitism rose again last year in the U.S., and college campuses were a hotspot. A new report from the Anti-Defamation League lists over 9,300 incidents across the country in 2024, a 5% increase from the year before. That trend was powered by an 84% increase in anti-Semitic acts at America's colleges and universities. The Trump administration has moved quickly to try and quell anti-Semitism on campus, but pro-Palestinian groups are well entrenched there. Anti-Semitism is on the rise all around the world. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission is reportedly putting all transgender discrimination cases on the back burner. It's all part of President Trump's effort to rid the federal government of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and end the practice of promoting transgenderism. The EEOC received more than 3,000 charges alleging discrimination based on sexual orientation or so-called gender identity in fiscal year 2024. This is SRN News. The Trump administration rescinding policies the Biden administration adopted, making it nearly impossible for federal investigators to subpoena journalists.
Attorney General Pam Bondi said the prior policies were abused, allowing officials to engage with impunity in politically charged leaks to media allies. Bondi wrote in a four-page memo sent to all DOJ staff on Friday, quote, "The Justice Department will not tolerate unauthorized disclosures that undermine President Trump's policies, victimize government agencies, and cause harm to the American people." Bondi's memo retreats from what she calls, quote, "overly broad policies" Attorney General Merrick Garland issued in 2021, following disclosures that prosecutors pursuing leak probes obtained phone records of Washington Post reporters and phone records and email logs for New York Times journalists. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Today is Sunday, April the 27th. This is the 117th day of 2025 with 248 to follow. This is SRN News.